My name is Kayla Loubier, and I am 25 years old. Today is March 27th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Nick Dupree, who is my brother. We are recording this interview in Sherman, Texas. Hello, Nick. Can you state your name, the date, and your location?
Yes, my name is Nicholas Dupree. It is Sunday the 27th of 2022. What a wonderful year and day. And I am at Madison in my bed.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh man, there's been so many, but here, let me think real quick and let me think. That's such a hard question. It's like asking what your favorite book is, but let's see. I think the happiest memories I have had have been. I mean, this is just for me, but like exploring new things, like traveling, and I went to Hawaii once and just experiencing different cultures and different ways that people live and like I said, cultures. I think that makes me happiest because, I mean, that's just the person I am. I just enjoy learning new things and experiencing new experiences. So probably like traveling Hawaii. I've been to like Utah and Colorado. Oh my God, beautiful views in Colorado. I'm a creative, so I like looking at beautiful things, and so just the mountains in Colorado, the desert and mountains in Utah are beautiful, and so the ocean in Hawaii is gorgeous. So those kinds of things are the things that make me happy. So most like the traveling. I know it's not a specific moment, but those are the moments that make me happy.
That's good. That does sound beautiful. I would like to do that.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Oh, yeah. That one's a little bit easier. So, it is very sad. So, sorry. But it was mainly when Mom passed away. I can remember it very vividly. And we've had brothers that passed away, too. But for some reason, it was different. I was sitting in my room at my old place, at my old house, and my aunt called, and Renee, mm-hmm. And she, I mean, it was, I can remember very vividly, she just said, like, hey, like, yeah, you know, she told me that my mom passed away, and I just, like, didn't know what to think or like how to like what emotion coming up or anything, and so the only thing I could think of was to get outside because I was in my room at the time, and so that, just not knowing like how to feel or like what to do and unsaid words and all those things, like that was really tough.
I understand that. Can you tell me about someone you will always remember?
A lot of people, but, like family related or like just anyone in general?
I think anyone in general.
Okay. The way I interpret that question is like who made a huge impact on your life? Where you'll always remember them, is that kind of
you can do that one.
Okay. So the person that has the most impact on me, I didn't really know that many people growing up, or I didn't really experience that many people, but ironically, John Weiss, Zach and Cody's dad. I know it's kind of a weird one, but like those were kind of my happiest times in New York. because I would remember just like riding our bikes in the cemetery and through the courtyard and just running our bikes that night. And I think that was with John. But it was kind of a fun little thing to do with like the whole family. Well, it wasn't the whole family, but
the kids.
With Michael and you. Yeah. So that was one of the like the best things that I can remember. I mean, and Da, of course, because I mean, we didn't see her that much in New York, but yeah, I think John is the one I kind of think about the most, and like the bike rides we used to have and things like that. He wasn't the best guy, but I mean, those moments I really enjoyed.
Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Oh, that's a lot too. I'm grateful I'm not homeless. I'm grateful I have family that loves me. I'm grateful for, I know this is still a list and not one specific thing, but like I said, it's kind of hard. It's like picking your favorite movie, The Greatest Showman. But yeah, so no, I'm just kidding. That has terrible acting. All right, I'm not going to answer my favorite movie. That's a long rant, but and not the question. Could you mind repeating the question?
It's what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Okay, yeah, so I answered a couple of those. Good health. I mean, just the things that people don't think about every day. I mean, most people, I would assume, I don't know what most people think, but would be like the materialistic things that they have. But I know, I mean, just a lot of people aren't able to walk every day, or they're like handicapped in a way that people look at them differently, and I don't have to worry about those stresses or those things. So a good health, loving family, and a kind of good place where I'm at right now.
Okay. What is your favorite memory of me?
Oh goodness. I don't know, we've been kind of like there for each other, you know, through it all, but the main ones are like when we were walking to school and like on the like the trips we took to school, because most of the time we were angry at each other or you were angry at me. It was pretty consistent, but yeah, those were really the happiest, because it was just me and you. We were just talk and kind of hang out, and there's kind of a good little time together that we had.
Okay. What are you most proud of in your life?
Well, you are your own worst critic. So, I mean, I think the most proud I am of my life is the fact that I know I can, I have the ability to make my life greater than it is currently, and to work on myself and realize that the place I am at right now isn't where I'm always going to be, and for good and bad. So right now it's not the best, but I know it can definitely get a lot better with the time and effort I put in. So I'm not having to rely on other people, and that's kind of where I think where self-confidence comes in, when you can rely on yourself and put yourself in a better place.
Do you have any regrets?
I don't know if I can really answer that question.
It's okay.
Regrets. You like to say no, because I mean, you live and you learn through failures and the things that you regret typically. In the grand scheme of things, there's really no reason to regret things that you do. I mean, the main things I regret are just things I was just stupid about, like friends I've lost for stupid things I've said, because they were really good friends and I was just stupid or ignorant at the time, and that could have been like great relationships, but and that's probably the thing that comes to mind first.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh man. I don't know, as just a good man. I think that would be a good way. Just simplistic, like I want to have kids and a wife and I think if they just said he was a good man, I think that'd be good.
Okay. What are your hopes for me?
I haven't cried in a couple months and these questions.
I'm sorry.
What was the question?
What are your hopes for me?
Well, I just hope that you, I don't know exactly what you're wanting to do in life, but I hope that you, whatever your most imaginative and your most seemingly out there ideas of what you want your life to come true. So I can't say that I want you to get the fanciest house or the best job, because I don't know what you want in life, but I want you to get what you want in life. That's my biggest thing I want you to have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for my children?
Oh gosh. maybe potty trained and
Jaden and Jordan are potty trained.
Oh, okay. Well,
Skylar is
maybe other trained. I just hope they get some structure and some male role model, a good male role model in their life, because it's very important, especially in boys, mm-hmm. to have a strong male role model in their life. Mm-hmm. And because they'll teach them what's wrong and right. I know a mother is, especially single mothers, are men heroes, but yeah, there's just something about the familial unit, mm-hmm. mother and the father. And I mean, that's why in the Bible it says mother and father, because I mean, that's very important. You have the yin yang, mm-hmm. some things that the mother wants or tries to do, they can't do, because I mean, kids take it as different ways. So mm-hmm. I think having a strong male role model, not necessarily that even that you're dating, just if there's a friend or something that will take that mm-hmm. responsibility, because I mean, we're far away. So and plus I don't know if I would be the best male role model for them. But I think that would really, really help with their development and growth, and mm-hmm. teach them the right ways and the wrong ways of things.
Okay. If this was our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
At least I hope you know everything, about how much I love you and that. So I hope there's no miscommunication there where you don't think so. But, just, I love you. But, yeah, I think you already know that. So, I mean, it'd be kind of repetitive. But, I mean, if... just to kind of just put it out there, I love you. But
I love you too.
Thanks.
I feel like crying too. It's okay.
Okay, all right. This call is just tricky. They're like, let's make these kids cry.
For real.
First from the bills, then from the questions. yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, because I feel like if this is our last conversation, I mean, of course I love you, but I mean, I feel like that's already known, or I hope so, at least. So I feel like if that wasn't it, because, what was the question again? Because I feel like I have an idea, but I don't know if it's answering the question. What's the question again?
If this was our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me? Saying if I were not going to be here tomorrow, what would you want to say to me?
As dead or moved away and you disconnected from us?
Me? I mean, either way you want to look at it, I guess if you could never speak to me again after this.
Okay.
Which is sad to think about, because my anxiety is crazy, so...
You shouldn't be anxious. I mean, you probably have reasons to be anxious, but not about this conversation.
No.
So, if it's in the aspect of you moving away, then I just hope it's not on bad terms between me and you. And like I said before, just that you know that I love you and you can talk to me, mm-hmm. if the question allows us to. So much power in the question. And then if you were to pass away, knock on wood. I don't know there would be much to say besides I love you. I mean that's kind of sums it up. It's not like if you were moving or like, I mean, I guess be safe, but if you're passing away, I mean, you're already pretty safe. I mean, there's no harm.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, so yeah, I mean if you're moving away, I just hope you're safe and you take care of yourself. But if it's you're passing away, I'll see you soon. But pretty much it.
Okay, well, that was the last question. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to talk to me and interview with me. I just want to let you know that I love you too, and I feel like crying with a lot of your answers. I would lie if I say I'm not crying, but I just want to let you know that I love you, and you mean really like a lot to me. And I know we don't talk a lot, and I wish and I hope that we can talk more often. It's just because if this was our last conversation and you're passing tomorrow, I would have so many regrets because I haven't stayed in contact with you. And I know most of it is on my side because I just shut everybody out.
Well, we both have phones, Kayla, so don't put too much stress on yourself. But that's what I always think. I'm like, well, kind of like going off of what you were saying, I think of the same thing about Dominic, our little brother. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and just like mom too, like she would send us cards and she would put in the effort at least to send us cards, and I mean, we never really for the first like 3 years didn't say anything to me, so I kind of had some bitterness about that. But yeah, I feel bad for not reaching out, and I do occasionally, but we both have phones, you know, there's so don't put it on yourself. I mean, it's not just your responsibility to come to talk to me.
Well, I could still make an effort, like you said. I could still put some time away. And so that's just one thing that I wanted to say.
But you also have, like, kids and work and school and all of this other stuff. So I understand. So no worries at all. So I'm just glad that we are able to talk when we are. So it just means a lot much more, you know?
That's true. Well, to conclude this interview, thank you, Nick, again for interviewing with me. And I love you.
Love you too. Hope you pass.